Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me.
I'll be back in a little bit. Got my phone. I'll be careful. Yeah, I'm warming up. I'll be fine. Bye. There she was. Well, hello there. After a 2.5 week hiatus from recording, I'm glad to be back. Today is the 9th of January, 2011. It's about 4:15. Come here, Bailey. Hey.
Hey, Bailey, you going with me? Huh? You going with me? You going with me, huh?
Go back home. Go back home.
Go back home.
My watch synced pretty quick. Matter of fact, it didn't take just literally a few seconds. But anyway, today is the 9th of January, 2011. Happy New Year to you. It's about 4:15 right now. And it is, I'd say, partly cloudy. Sun is peeking through, but it's cold. It's 32 degrees right now. Been very windy the last day or so, but right now there's a light breeze, but nothing too heavy. I am wearing my ProGuide 2s, Sauconys, and my teal shorts with the briefs, and long sleeve thin wicking shirt underneath, and the Nike gloves, the ones that are thicker than regular cotton gloves I wear sometimes. And then I also have on the One More Mile jersey wool top. Zipper goes down about, 12 inches on the front. Comes up around my neck. And then I got on my Under Armour head warmer, my lucky 2009 marathon cap, my road ID on the right wrist, and I've got the Garmin on, of course, my left, and my compression socks, and finally the belt with the recorder in it, and my phone strap on the back of that, but it's covered up with the jersey wool. It's not really wool. It's very, very light. Almost like an acrylic, but not itching at all, and it wicks moisture away. And I can tell that I am not underdressed. As the breeze hits me in the face, it feels like I probably will be zipping the neck down a bit, and possibly removing the gloves before this 6 mile run is over. But it's good to have you along with me today. I just did not get a chance to record since episode, I believe it was 78, the Christmas show. After the half marathon, I ran for a couple more times. And then over the last 2.5 weeks, this is either my third or my fourth run. And I got to thinking about it. Why not go ahead and, after a big race like that, at least once a year, all the pushing I did, why not take a break and allow my body time to substantially recover? And so that's what I decided to do. I ended up running 3 miles not too many days after the half. And then I ran a 4-miler. And day before yesterday, I ran a 5-miler. I averaged under 9 minutes for it even then. And then today, we hope to go 6. It's today's Sunday. So this coming week, plan to go probably 6, 7, and 7. And then 7, 7, and 8. And then 7, 8, 8. And then 7, 8, 9, 7, 8, 10. Up to 7, 8, 12. And then drop back down as I talked about even last episode. So it feels good to be out. And I was wondering, getting back into the run, if that was going to be an issue after only running for, 4 times now in the last 3 weeks, something like that. And I have found that, I can tell I've not been running. I definitely have run enough to maintain that touch of fitness. And I actually feel very, very good. I know when I ran 5 miles the day before yesterday, I actually felt extra good, and got down to, I think, 8:12 for one of the miles, and I wasn't pushing, I was just running comfortably. So, needless to say, as I've said in the past and repeat here, running requires rest, and rest is just as important. Well, you gotta have running, but to have a running program, obviously. But the rest is just as critical as the running, and so that's what we've been doing. I think I may have gained 3 or 4 pounds as well, I'm not sure. But I have been doing my butterfly crunches and push-ups, although only on the days I've run, so I haven't been doing much of anything. I've just been resting, recovering, looking forward to getting back into it, and here we are. So I will give myself 3 to 4 weeks to get back into 25 miles, which for me is definitely the way I feel, and knowing my body is not pushing it. Incidentally, I discovered recently, actually it was the last run. Do you know how in life, how sometimes you study a subject or you learn about something, you feel like that you have sort of arrived, or you never reached the point to where, at least me, where I say, oh yeah, I know everything there is to know about that subject. And chi running is much the same, but I have discovered in the chi running, the last run, a new concept. Matter of fact, I'm going up the big hill and I am seeking to implement it. And I'll tell you about it as I make it to the top. Excuse my runny nose. It's cold air. Just sort of bites it and makes it want to run. We are about 3/4 of the way up the hill. And hopefully you can tell by my breathing and the cadence that, yeah, we've been taking more of a rest break, 2.5 weeks, but overall, no harm done. And I think long term, the recovery will help me. So I'll say that to say this. Hey Darcy, if you are in a running program, which chances are pretty good you are if you're listening to this podcast, it will not hurt you to occasionally take needed time away and back off from the training and allow yourself a break in order to rest and recover. And I'm not just talking about 2 or 3 days or even 3 or 4, but a couple weeks. I don't think it means no running, but as in my case, it means making sure you get whatever staleness is developed out after training so hard for the half, and then pushing it like we did, which incidentally I think I mentioned in, might have been the last show, that if I could have made up, I ran 9:04 the first mile, if I would have run an 8:04, which was well within my means, I would have set a PR by 10 seconds. So, but my problem was, at the beginning you go through a tunnel, not far from the beginning, and it was just so crowded, it was very difficult to maneuver and get around. And we were probably a good half to 3/4 of a mile before it thinned out where you could actually open up much. But I think the rest has done me well. But I want to encourage you to consider that. Resting, I mean, for a couple of weeks, maybe once a year, after a hard effort of racing, particularly if you race. I don't think it'll hurt you a bit. I think it'll make you stronger in the long run, pun intended. But what I started to say is, as I learned about the chi, what I've come to realize is that I can actually visualize in my mind, try and do it now, what the chi feels like. Now remember, chi is the center of who you are. Well, I'm not Jewish, having studied Old Testament, I know that literally the seat of emotions for the Hebrew people, at least in a biblical world, was often referred to in the old King James as the bowels, and that's really not far from the truth. The seat of emotions, the energy, so to speak, of who they are, resided in the lower abdomen. And for chi running, that energy, that centered place in your body, your being, so to speak, is located sort of just below your belly button, between your groin and your belly button, sort of in that area, which would be almost identical. And in chi running, you want that to be what is pulling you forward. And without going through all the elements, well, I can just list them very, very quickly. Forward lean, slightly bent knees, totally relaxed from the head to the toes, running from the hip, a waddle, a bit of a waddle, more of one if you're running downhill. Landing flat-footed, or even on the instep almost, where you are allowing the bigger muscles going up into your inner leg and thigh to do most of the work. All those elements are centered around this region between the groin and the belly button, where your chi or your energy flows, emanates, whatever. Now, I'm not into Eastern mysticism, although I guess technically the biblical Hebrew world would be Eastern and certainly has mystic qualities to it, but I'm not into the non-Judeo-Christian mysticism that much, but certainly can take from it something that is valuable and helpful. And that's what the chi's about. Okay, so get to the point, Roland. Okay, what I'm envisioning is the moving forward as I'm leaning and keeping the knees bent, fast feet turnover, whole 9 yards, is a string attached to just below my belly button, going up through my spine, my neck, top of my head, and pulling me forward. And so you want to lean from your ankles, not from your hip. So as I imagine lengthening my neck, which is one of the traits of running with Qi, I imagine a string pulling the back of my head up and pulling me along as I concentrate on another string pulling my pelvis level. And so it's almost like I have a string attached to my tailbone and another attached just below my belly button. And together those two come to one piece and then come up my spine, through my shoulders, up my neck, through the back of my head, if you could imagine that. And as I stretch, pulls the pelvis level, makes me taller, and creates that lean from the ankles, not from the waist. And believe it or not, it works. I took a couple of years of voice in college, and I remember when you sing, if you do it properly at least, you want to get that voice in the back of your head, and you are to feel as if you're lengthening your spine. Same concept. And so, rather than me always consciously thinking about every step, I think my understanding of Qi, for me personally, has moved beyond that to where now I'm running on a cord. That cord is attached to a spot just below my belly button, my tailbone. They come together in my lower abdomen, and then a stronger cord goes up my spine, through my shoulders, my neck, coming out the top of the back of my head. So my head is always tilted forward a little bit, and I'm always engaging those core muscles just below the belly button, which is what Qi is all about. So I remember someone emailing me and said they had been working with Qi, but after a pretty long period of time, we're just having difficulty with it. I would encourage you to consider that. Consider thinking of it as a cord. See if that helps. Hey, good. And for me, it works. Incidentally, I'm wearing my glasses. I put them on by mistake last time I went running and was a quarter mile up the road before I figured it out why it was looking so dark. And it was because I had my glasses on and they have the transitions. And so the transitions were making it very dark, which is good. And then I decided, you know, before my glasses got so scratched, I wouldn't wear them. But I believe if I wash them with like Dawn and rinse them really well, do not hand dry them, rub them under no circumstances, but allow them to air dry, maybe take a piece of soft towel and just damp or daub it rather, so to speak, to get the big drops off, but let them dry by air. They won't scratch. I scratched mine because I used the, you know, my t-shirt or whatever material I could find. Got careless and ruined them. And I was telling myself that that would not be a problem, when in reality it ended up ruining my glasses. So I believe I can wear them and get by with it. Today the headband's holding them on, and I need to get me another strap because I really enjoy being able to see better when I'm running. Okay, I think we're going to take a break here. Again, it's good to have you back for episode 79 of the podcast. I want to talk to you a little bit about it being New Year's, if you're just beginning running, or if you've had somewhat of a layoff, or maybe an extended layoff, what do we need to do to get back into it? We'll talk about that when we come back. Right now, we have covered 2 miles in 18 minutes and 40 seconds. So, maybe a little more than that, because I'm actually 2.05. But you're listening to episode 79 of 20 Minute Runner here on Hasty School Road. We'll be right back. Incidentally, this running on a string concept, you need to be careful that the string hooked to your tailbone is not longer, shorter. Yeah. You don't want it longer than the one hooked below your belly button. You want the one below your belly button to be shorter, because you want to tilt the front of your pelvis up. In other words, think always raising, not really raising, but engaging my core and bringing my, tilting my belly button up, and that'll tilt your hips up. Well, that leveling of your hips is what gets your legs, your hips, knees, ankles in proper alignment. And then as you lean from the ankles, your whole column is leaning. And bend your knees a bit. Let your hips, your legs swing freely on your hips. And you're letting the gravity pull you. Like right now, I am not forcing myself. Gravity's pulling me, which is the way it's supposed to be. And the key to running faster is as you get that form down, you lean more. Quick turnover. And really, straining your legs is minimum because you're not pushing. That's the way it was with the half. My legs felt very good. I had about a day where they were sore, my hams, after it was over. But generally speaking, it's not a problem. So that's what you want to be doing. A couple of quick updates on my life. Got me a Nook. The original Nook, not the color. I didn't particularly want the color. But I had a visit from a friend that I've talked about on this podcast that I won't call their name because I don't want this individual they wouldn't want to be recognized. And so they know who they are. But they showed up at my office one day last week, and I'd actually been thinking about getting a Nook and just didn't work out that we could do it for Christmas. And they had gotten one, and I saw it previous Sunday, I believe. And said he spoke to his wife and mentioned to her that they'd need if I could have one because of another venture coming up, which I'll tell you in just a second. And so, dadgum if he didn't go and get me one. And we joked about the cover, and said his wife said, weren't you going to get me a cover? And he said, no, I could get that myself. So I did get me a cover, got the Nook up, registered, got it working. I've downloaded quite a few free books, most of them classic literature, some of it I've read before, but it's worth reading again, all free. I did go by the Barnes & Noble as well, spent a few minutes one day last week, the day that I bought the cover, and you can actually read for an hour a day at Barnes & Noble on your Nook, the ebooks that they have available. So I started reading Decision Points, I think it's Point, by George Bush. He has just recently released autobiography, which is based on, obviously enough, the decision points that he had to make during his life and his presidency. So I read the first 30 or 40 pages of that, which is pretty neat. And it has Wi-Fi to it, where from home, which I do, or anywhere, you can catch a daily blog posted by people who know about the Nook and all of its ins and outs. And they highlight an author or a book. I highlighted Moonstone yesterday, which was one of the earliest modern American detective stories. My dad actually gave me a copy of that book, which was printed in 1980 something, the copy I've got. Gave me that several years ago. I checked with a rare book retailer and found out there's quite a few of them floating around, but he said it was probably worth $30. But anyway, they highlighted that yesterday. They do that every day, so you can log on to any Wi-Fi hotspot. I got a wireless router, first thing I've ever used with it, and was able to get that working. And so far I'm enjoying it. Lots of free books to download. Barnes & Noble has about 100, but there are thousands on the internet. It'll do EPUB, PDFs, I forget what else. I think there's one or two more formats. You can also put MP3 on it, listen to it while you're reading or while you're not reading. And I have the first album of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and have that on there, which is pretty cool. You can put photographs, although in full mode they're only going to be black and white because the ink, electric ink or electric paper, e-paper display, is black and white. It's not backlit, which makes for a very, very fine reading experience. But you can upload, you know, bitmaps, JPEGs, whatever, and do screensavers, wallpaper, that type of thing. And it also has very limited browsing. A browser on it's not too wonderful as far as if you're needing a browsing device, don't get the Nook. But if you're wanting to be able to connect with the internet and check the weather or your Gmail account or something like that, you can do it. I don't believe you can do anything with video or, hey kitty, cat just run by, or any of that, but you can do simple browsing. But actually the browser is in color down at the bottom, has a color touchscreen, and the grayscale, which is very, very detailed, is the bulk of the screen. It actually looks quite nice. It's just a browser, it's a little bit cumbersome, but I ordered an ebook reader, something to do music as well, and being able to hook up on the internet and download and things like that, shop online with it, I think it's wonderful. I love it, I really do. And I want to thank the person that will hereto remain unnamed, the name which shall not be named. I want to thank him and his wife for, to me, what is absolutely a wonderful, couldn't have got me anything I'd enjoy more. And I want to thank you. And so you say, okay, Roland, you mentioned that there was a reason why he did that. Yeah, there was. It's because I'm glad to announce, accepted into the Clinical Pastoral Education, CPE, Unit 1 at Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center. It starts in February, runs through May, and in lieu of things at the church on Monday and Tuesday, I'll be at Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, making rounds, attending didactic seminars, writing verbatims, all kinds of stuff. We cover everything from conflict resolution to sudden loss trauma to, you know, whatever you can expect in a hospital. Things related to suicide, horrible accidents, and I've dealt with a lot of that anyway. But I was accepted into the program, and I'm thrilled. But it will involve me being there Monday and Tuesday for those 13 weeks, which I don't mind. I'm looking forward to it, really am. Where does it go from here? I don't know. I don't know. There's a possibility there may be another unit that I could do based congregationally, like, in other words, I'm on staff at a church. This enables me to keep my position and get the unit. Maybe a unit two for that, I'm not sure. But the next step for a lot of people is to get into residency, which would involve year-long full-time stipend clinical setting during the entire year. Well, I'm not planning to do that. Right now, I'm just working on trying to get some more training under my belt on how to deal with people in crisis, which I do a lot. So it will benefit me, benefit those that I work with, and it will benefit our church. So the Nook could come in handy for that, particularly if there are some of the books available in PDF. I can buy those and probably use them. But that's what's going on in my life. We had more snow in December than we have had in any December in recent history. Went down to Wallace, and it did snow at my mom's house. It was late Christmas night. I didn't see it. The day after, we got snowed in. Had to stay an extra day. And they ended up with probably 5 inches of snow. We had 9 inches of snow in December. plus a white Christmas. It was snowing here on Christmas Day, here in Thomasville, Central North Carolina. Created a little bit of a headache, but nothing too major. But we enjoyed the snow, and incidentally, they're calling for it to struggle to get out of above freezing every day this coming week, Monday through Friday. And last night, the low was 19, or at least it was 19 when I got up to Walcote. Tonight's supposed to be a few degrees warmer, but generally speaking, in the low to mid-20s. And from there, around freezing during the daytime. Somebody's calling me, but I'm going to let it ring. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but that's okay. A little busy right now. I think what we'll do is go ahead and cut out at the moment and bring you back in toward the end of the program as we wind this one up. Okay, we are chugging away. We're just about to hit 5 flat, so I'll give you an update on our pace. Feel very good though, I really do. Not pushing it. 8:19 pace, mile 5, and feeling good. Here comes my running buddy. I guess it's him, I can't tell from here. Looks like him. It's a girl. So, hello, young, like, I don't know, 20 something girl running, fully decked out, covered head to toe. But it looked like she knew what she was doing, so I don't think I've ever seen her out running. Anyway, I had a call from Cindy. The call I just mentioned a few minutes ago, she called right back, and Tigger has been sick. She's not eating as much. A little bit lethargic, not terribly lethargic. She's act sort of sore. I don't know if it's arthritis, because we've had some brutally for us. December was 8 degrees below the normal high across the board. We had 3 days where we were normal or above. Every other day was well below the normal high and low. It's just been very cold. We've had snow. Calling for snow again tomorrow and Tuesday. It's a little mixed about how much we may get, snow and or ice. It's just messy. I've never looked forward to spring so much. So Tigger's been a little under the weather the last 3 or 4 days, debating over whether to take her to the vet tomorrow, Monday. And earlier today, we got back from lunch. My black cat, inside cat, Cola, came down the hall, got near the kitchen, and sort of made a grunting noise and threw up, and it was nothing but, it's a little icky, but just saliva, real stringy, nothing in it. And I was able to get her and clean her up a little bit, and Cindy called me and said that she is under the table and she's salivating, so there's possibility that she has eaten a little bit of a rhododendron plant that we received for Christmas, which we thought was safe from the cats, but if you have cats, you know how they do. So when I get home here in a few minutes, we're going to have to check, and we have to take her to the emergency vet tonight. I'm sure we'll end up leaving her overnight. If we do, well, you just, oh, you do what you got to do, right? So we've got less than a mile to go, and I very quickly just want to share some thoughts with you about returning after a layoff. Whenever you do that, if you've been away from running, you're just getting started. I can remember when I got back in it 2.5 years ago, focused on time, not distance. Thinking in terms of mileage can be overwhelming. Instead of thinking about going a certain set of minutes, time goals allow you to just be out there without the pressure of feeling that you've got to cover a specific distance. When I first started running, you remember doing the show, I had a debate about time versus distance. Eventually came to realize that, to me, they're both important. But when you get started, tell yourself you want to build up to 30 minutes, not 3 miles or 4 miles or whatever. Just 30 minutes, work from there. If you've got a layoff, same idea. If you've been off for 3 weeks or longer, you might want to throw in some walk breaks is you work up to a certain time, then you can switch over to distance and move up from there. Number two, think ahead. When running's the last thing you want to do, remember how good you feel afterwards, because remembering alone can get you out the door. I know for me, this afternoon, I laid in bed and took a nap, and I've been reading Clive Cussler's book, The Wrecker, which is very good. I'm a good third of the way through it. A little more than that. Very, very good, and I won't get into what it's about. And then I laid there a few minutes, and Cindy was drawing, and just very comfortable on a cold day. But I knew that, no, I want to get this running. I've got to get serious again. So now I've been two of the last 3 days. So same applies to you. Think ahead. Think about how good you'll feel when it's over. Not dreading it out. Not dreading getting out. Reward yourself. On Monday, promise yourself a treat for the weekend for accomplishing your week's running goals. Ice cream tastes better when it's earned. For you, I don't know what it would be. But whatever it is, reward yourself with that. Listen to negative feelings. Rather than trying to block out discomfort and negative thoughts, recognize those feelings. And try to find a solution. Focus on what you're feeling. If you do that, it can help you find a productive way to alleviate it. Whether it's changing your form or taking a walk break, which we've talked about both. Set goals the night before. It's number four, I believe. Not all goals need to be big or long term. Think about what you want to achieve on tomorrow's run. Write it down about how long you're wanting to go. And I encourage you to keep a journal. I write mine down for posterity in the runner's journal that I've been using now for a while. And then I put it on Buckeye, which shows up each entry on the blog. So write it down. Feel better. Resist the urge to try and run faster than you did yesterday. Speed gains don't happen overnight. And to help you avoid that, sometimes just run without a watch. Or run with a watch without a second hand. And just take off and check the time. And if you're within a minute, it's close enough. I'm getting pretty good at not even looking at my watch, unless I'm running speed work. It's sort of interesting to glance down at it and see how we've done rather than how we're doing. And so, you just want to take it easy as you work back into it. That's what I'm trying to do. We are just cresting second large hill, and I'm running on a string. Remember, shorter string attached below my navel, longer one on my tailbone. They meet very close together, run up my spine, my neck, and at the top of my head, pulling me, back of my head being raised, lengthening my neck, leaning me over, and it helps. So we've been running pretty good. Getting ready to finish this one up. Incidentally, while we're finishing, let me just say how much I appreciate you tuning in to listen. Again, I apologize that I'm sort of late getting this one out, but that's okay. I did check Matt Howard, Run Digger Run. He's got a couple of blog posts, but no new episodes. Don't think he's running yet. Matt, if you're listening, looking forward to the day when you get back on the road again. Still enjoying listening to Stephen over at The Devoted Runner. Stephen, I haven't seen a show from you now for several weeks, so wondering what's happening there. Nigel continues to put out shows I enjoy. Coach Jeff over at The Running Podcast. I emailed Coach Jeff and gave him an update on the half marathon. First race I run using the Chi. And heard back from him, I'm not sure. Haven't checked my email in a couple days. But that's a great show as well. Just search The Running Podcast. Coach Jeff, Brisbane Australia, you'll find it. So, we got less than a tenth to go, and then I'll tell you how we did and how you can get up with me. Okay. We're actually gonna lean a little more and relax the legs as the feet do the work. Running on a strain. Get ready to stop. Okay. Timer stopped. Whew, all right. We are finished. It is getting dark, but not dark. Sun's going down. It's got that broken clouds in front of it. Sun's not as colorful as some days, but certainly beautiful. I can see it playing off of the windows on the houses that's facing here. On the street that connects to my street. As right now, I'm walking away from the house, but I'm turning around and go back toward the house. And the street lights are just beginning to wake up. Let me go ahead and set this where I can check my time and all that, and I'll let you know what that looks like here in a minute. I'd love to hear from you. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. The20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can email me at 20minuterunner@gmail.com. Email me your thoughts, questions about the program. Send me a race report. Send me any photographs. I got quite a few photographs listed at the blog. People have emailed those to me. I'd love to add your photograph to those as well. So email me. When you go to the website, you can check out photographs from races I've run, including the half marathon. There's quite a few from the half we ran on December 12th last month, as well as other races, including the marathon, of course, last March. There's also a section there with listener photos, which I just alluded to, and I'd love to have your picture there. Just email me a decent quality picture, and I'll list your name and town. And if it's the event is identified, I'll list the event. And as I scroll through, as people come through and look at the blog, they'll know you're one of the listeners to the program. So I really love to hear from you. I love to hear from my listeners, emails particularly. You can connect with me on Facebook. Look up The 20 Minute Runner, or also you can find me at Twitter. I'm on Facebook a lot more than I am at Twitter, and I appreciate the recent people who have signed up and who have become my friends. Sometimes I post things that are not about running, and that's okay. I don't care because I have nothing to hide, and but we do also post information about running on there occasionally, but I'd love to connect with you on Facebook. Okay, I think we're going to get on to the house, and I don't know if I'm walking Odie or if he's already been walked, but we're going to check on the cat and give you an update on her. Hope she's going to be okay. But let me tell you how we did as we're walking. Okay. It is reading the data. My nose is really running. My watch might be a little slower with the cold, I don't know. Okay, today we ran 6.10 miles. We ran 53 minutes, 30 seconds, 61 one-hundredths. We burned 693 calories, and our average pace is 8:46. So we ran a 10K in 53:30 is what it amounts to. Which ain't bad. I'm pleased with that. It seems like I'm still feeling the benefit, believe it or not, from the quicker running. My body's not forgotten that at this point. Hopefully it won't. Hope your week's going well. I hope to be back in another week or so. If I release this on Monday or Tuesday, it'll probably be Thursday the following week before we release another episode. So it might be 9 or 10 days before the next one, but we'll get back on track. I try to put out a show about every Thursday or so. That may change in the days to come, I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening to the program. Hope your new year was a good one. Hope this is the best year you've ever had, any of us have ever had. We're looking for just better things in the days ahead. But I appreciate you being with me today on this run, and hope to hear from you. Send me an email. Check out the blog. Take the survey that's there. And we will talk to you very soon. Have a great day. Have a great night, great week. Talk to you very soon. See you later. Bye. Thank you.